The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good Monday morning. I'm Steve Scott. Here's what's happening. Tens of thousands of people living in Reno remain under evacuation orders as the massive Hawk Fire continues to rage. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports live. Bay Area crews are now on the scene to help fight that fire. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. That's right. Officials in Reno warning people to be ready as extreme fire behavior continues to push the Hawk Fire's flames through dry brush. Some 90,000 people are under either evacuation orders or warnings. Peter Bryant is incident commander with Reno Fire.
Our weather conditions continue to be challenging, hot, dry, windy, and no end in sight anytime soon.
Six people, including three firefighters, were injured. The fire is being called, quote, human-caused, though it's unclear whether that means it was intentionally set. Crews from San Francisco, Alameda, and Oakland Fire arriving over the weekend to support. San Francisco Fire Captain Mariano Elias is with the San Francisco Fire Department.
The types of fire engines they took are what's called a Type 3 fire engine, which are a little bit smaller, more maneuverable, and 4x4, which allows them to be mobile, allows them to get in and around the areas they need to.
Closer to home, mixed news on the timber fire. Highway 1 and many businesses in Big Sur are now back open, despite the blaze growing to more than 12,000 acres with about a quarter containment. Reporting live, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
Mike, thank you. More rules and regulations are on the way for homeowners in order to protect their homes from wildfires. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges has more from the Board of Forestry and Fire Protection.
State officials have passed new regulations that will require homeowners to remove things like plants, fences, and gates around their property.
So these regulations, we call Zone Zero, have really been in the works for the last 4 to 5 years.
But why fences and gates? Seth Shallot is the CEO of the Santa Clara County Fire Safe Council.
A wooden gate actually acts like a candle wick or a fuse, if you will. You may recall, for example, in the Paradise Fire, but in the Marshall Fire in Colorado, one of the big contributors to those 1,000 homes burning is a lot of the house-to-house spread was promulgated through wooden fences.
A state review of the proposal will happen in early September with a 5-day public comment period before the rules would officially take effect. Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
Tragic news out of Richmond, where a suspected arson fire has now claimed the life of a fourth family member. KCBS's Matt Bigler joins us live from the Contra Costa County Courthouse, where a brother will be arraigned for starting that deadly fire. Morning, Matt.
Good morning, Steve. Sergio Rivera Vega likely to be charged with 4 counts of murder today now that his sister has died. She was in critical condition following last week's fire at the family's house in Richmond. The other victims are Rivera Vega's 47-year-old father and his nephew and niece, ages 2 and 5. This is Richmond Police Lieutenant Joe England.
A 2-year-old and a 5-year-old should be waking up today and playing with toys. They should be going out and playing with their friends. But they're dead, and they're dead because of an evil person.
A motive for this horrible tragedy? Still unknown. But police say Rivera Vega was arrested at the scene of the fire. The 32-year-old is scheduled to be arraigned at 1:30 this afternoon here at the county courthouse. If convicted, he faces life in prison without the possibility of parole. Live in Contra Costa County, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Matt, thank you. Today's planned settlement talks between Paramount and California's Attorney General Rob Bonta, plus several other state attorneys general, have reportedly been called off. The New York Times says Bonta canceled the talks after accusing Paramount of acting in bad faith by misrepresenting details of an earlier meeting on Friday. The lawsuit seeks to block Paramount's acquisition of Warner Brothers Discovery over concerns the merger would give the company too much power. Police in Antioch arrested a woman for driving erratically yesterday. They'd gotten calls about the driver traveling along Yellowstone Drive in Antioch, reportedly swerving across lanes and sideswiping vehicles, nearly hitting a pedestrian. She led police on a slow-speed pursuit until officers were able to box her in when she pulled into a drugstore parking lot. She rammed a couple of patrol vehicles while trying to escape, police say. 39-year-old Felicia Jackson faces a whole bunch of charges, including driving under the influence. San Francisco Opera is gearing up for its 104th season, which kicks off on September 12th. KCBS's Shannon Golden has details on What's on the playbill this year?
Starting off the season strong, an international cast performing a lesser-known Verdi gem, Simone Boccanegra.
This amazing story of a leader who is grappling to hold on to power, but is also searching for his long-lost daughter, who he hasn't seen in 25 years.
Next up, says General Director Matthew Shilvock, is Mary, Queen of Scots, a fresh retelling of a 500-year-old story.
Of this very young queen, really using all of her political wiles to both stay alive and to stay in power.
Also on the docket, Mozart's endearing Marriage of Figaro.
Our production actually updates it into colonial America, just as America is becoming a new country, which is, of course, perfect for the American 250th birthday celebrations.
For tickets and more information about all six operas this season, visit sfopera.com. Shannon Golden, KCBS.
Ice skating in downtown San Jose just won't be the same this holiday season. The palm trees are gone. Crews began removing all 32 trees from the circle of palms late last week. A city arborist said none of them was healthy enough to keep. The circle of palms has been a part of California's landmark since 1950 because it is located at the site where the first state capitol was originally located. Governor Newsom has signed a bill to expand protections for immigration nonprofit workers. KCBS's Virginia Van Zandt with more.
The bill to expand home address confidentiality was put forth by California Assemblymember Mia Bonta of Alameda and this past weekend signed into law by Governor Gavin Newsom.
The primary focus is actually an expansion of a provision that's been on the books since 1999.
That's Bill Hing, professor of law and migration studies at the University of San Francisco. He says the expansion means workers at immigration nonprofits who have documentation of threats and harassment connected to their work can get a substitute address from the state so their home address stays private.
When somebody is trying to attack an agency for providing services to non-citizens, that's where the line is drawn.
The expansion goes into effect October of 2027, meaning workers who want to shield their home addresses can apply for the program then. Virginia Van Zandt, KCBS.
With U.S.-Canada tariff war heating up, how quickly could California start feeling the pinch? KCBS's Holly Kwan has been looking into that, and she joins us live. Holly?
Steve, over 40% of California imports are from Canada, hockey sticks, tongue depressors, but more importantly, certain kinds of wood, which could put the squeeze in all kinds of construction and remodels. And now with 50% U.S. tariffs in effect, Canada is suggesting a retaliatory move. KCBS political analyst Mark Sandalow.
No, this definitely has an effect on California. He says that September 8th, they're going to start imposing. They didn't say exactly on what yet, but California, a lot of electronics, a lot of tech is exported into Canada. If they start putting tariffs on that, that's going to slow sales.
Same with California's wine industry, which is already suffering through slow domestic sales. Canada looking at $20 billion worth of goods now being taxed at 50%. Reporting live, Holly Kwan, KCBS.
Holly, thank you. There has been a lot of concern from homeowners about the state's newly passed landscaping wildfire rules known as Zone Zero. But as KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports, those in the most fire-prone areas may be surprised to learn just how much flexibility there is.
First of all, says Tony Anderson, executive director of the Board of Forestry and Fire Protection, which passed Zone Zero.
We've built in what we call, you know, local flexibility.
So they don't want to create a one-size-fits-all approach to the millions of homes in California that will need to create more defensible space around their houses in the next few years.
These regulations serve as a floor. You know, they're a statewide standard, and communities then can say, hey, you know, we'd like to maybe tweak this one part of it. And as long as it is equally as fire safe as the state regulations, then they would work with their local fire department and their local government to pass that as an ordinance.
He says local fire input from all over the state has been an important part in the years-long planning process to get to this point. Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
Well, whether you are really into football or not, there's no denying fantasy football has become an unavoidable part of American culture. Maybe your office. Here's KCBS's Atta Shaheen.
The NFL is a couple weeks away, and that means offices, old friend groups, families are already booting up their fantasy football leagues, including Mark Willard, host of Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
A very big piece of the work end of my life, 95.7 The Game has a very active league everybody wants to be in it because we're all in it together. And it's kind of a way where we bond and have fun.
He said it's a great opportunity and avenue for staying connected with people and socializing. And it's accessible beyond just football nerds.
There are a lot of people out there who think they're really good at fantasy football. And that's probably true to a certain degree. But you don't need to be some sort of a savant to do well. It is a lot of luck.
As for those who are particularly into it, Willard warns, you got to have a line.
I don't recommend putting fantasy football ahead of your life or your family or your job. I know people who do.
In San Francisco, Atta Shaheen, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.